Advent Chapter 8, The Feast of St. John of Kronstadt, December 14th.
Judge for yourself how great is man, how great man may become. God abides in him and he in God, so that Christ himself and not man lives in a Christian. The whole soul becomes Christ's, just as iron and burning coal becomes fire as if it were burning. Everything is fire. Everything is light. Father John of Kronstadt.
If you grew up like me in the Western evangelical culture of the 60s and the 70s, the above quote would seem immodest as well as heretical. We are not great. God is great. We are fatally flawed and sinful. Nothing good is germane to humanity. Only God is good, and any goodness residing in humanity is a gratuitous transfer of God's goodness to us. But, as my indigenous friend Terry LeBlanc likes to remind me, not every Christian begins his or her anthropology with the fall of Genesis 3. There are those who begin with the essential goodness of creation in Genesis 1. After God's loving labor of creation, God saw that it was good. Very good. Traditionally, the Eastern Church begins its anthropology with Genesis 1. Father John of Kronstadt was from the East, born into poverty in northern Russia. His biographers note that the experience of a powerful and impressive landscape, contrasting with the poor, meager village life of his boyhood, imprinted on him with a spiritual mood based on the realization of the weakness of human strength on the one hand, and on the other, the greatness of the Creator of the universe. Village life was grim. The young John found great consolation in the sounds, colors, and vitality of nature, which he expressed so enthusiastically in his later life. Every blade of grass, every flower seemed to whisper to us, "Here is God." Father John's parents, simple and uneducated as they were, instilled in him a habit of prayer and love of the Gospels. He recalls that in childhood, his father's copy of the New Testament was his constant companion, tutor, guide, and comforter. This unusual reverence for God's creation and love of the Gospels eventually formed in him a great love for Christ and all people, which became the mark of his priestly vocation. Indeed, during his tenure as a priest in Kronstadt, his elevated ardor for Christ and his love for all people drew thousands to church every Sunday. It also led to the establishment of practical social innovations and industries that were of great benefit to the poor and the beleaguered people of Kronstadt. What initially drew me to Father John was his understanding of the human person. He perceived that we are created in such a manner that when laid in the fire of God's divine love, we have the potentiality to take on the qualities of God. He compared the human person to a cold piece of iron which, when laid in fire, has the innate capacity to take on the qualities of the fire. First heat, then light, and, if left long enough, white light. The nature of iron is such that when it is taken from the fire, it retains those qualities of heat and light for some time on its own. It can be held up as a beacon, be used to give warmth, and can even start another fire. But if kept apart from the fire long enough, it returns to cold metal. John's tireless message to the citizens of Kronstadt and to us echoes that of St. Athanasius centuries before. Lay your life in the fire of God's divine love so that you may become, by grace, what He is by nature. Anything less is beneath your dignity. There's that word dignity again, associated with humanity, no less. In our current social climate of shrill and agitated voices polarized on almost every front, it's not easy to affirm human dignity. More than ever, we should attend to the deeper themes of Advent, a season that invites us to internalize the mystery of human dignity alongside the revelation of God in Christ. It is a time to reflect reverently on our truest nature and commit to settling, with God's help, for nothing less.
Judge for yourself how great is the one who lives in God, whose God is love. like an iron when left in embers bright. Everything is fire, everything is light. Oh, love, most beautiful you are. Oh, flame of joy within my heart. Burning ember, I remember love's first love. Stone when I saw your flickering. Oh, what beauty, yes, you drew near me. I could scarcely speak. Somehow I knew that I would be new in your clothes. Judge for yourself if a fire isn't safe. When cities fall before her face, yet a flower can endure the course of a storm. By bowing to the tempest's rage, oh love, more fierce than all the rest. Oh, raging joy within my breast. Burning ember, I remember love's first light in me. I was cold then, like a stone when I saw your flame. The pain you bring. Somehow I know that I will be whole in your burning. Shine forever in the darkest tomb. Warmth of heaven, hidden sea.